Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Yud Tes. Arachin Daf Yud Tes, and we are the last few lines of the perek, of the fourth perek, on the first line on top. Says the Gemara, Umay Shna Nekeva Dechi Mizkina Kaima Tilsa. Why is it by a female? When the female gets older, after 60, so she's still a third of their value from before. Meaning the Nekeva goes from 30 to 10. While a Zachar does not, a Zachar goes from 50 to 15. So why is it that by a Nekeva, it only goes, she still keeps a third. She's worth percentage-wise more than, compared to what she was, more than a man. This is what people say. Inchi, Saba Bebesa, Pacha Bebesa. Safta Bebesa, Sima Bebesa. Saba, when a Saba, when an older man is in the house, Pacha Bebesa. So that's, Rashi says, Shever, Shinu Elolomasa. You have a burden, obviously. It's, this is Kibbutz of Aim. And this is, as the Mepharshim point out, we think of Kibbutz of Aim as only for little kids. Have to say thank you, have to treat their parents with respect. What are the examples given in the Gemara and Kiddushin about Kibbutz of Aim? Ma'achilo, mashkeyu, feed them, give them to drink, clothe them. Obviously, talking at a time when parents cannot do this themselves, meaning when the parents are elderly. So, obviously, there's a mitzvah, but in a certain sense, a saba bevesa is more of a burden and therefore worth less. Safta bevesa, but a safta bevesa, meaning a grandma, a safta, sima bevesa, is more of a sima. Rashi says, matmon, it's a treasure. Sheichol litroch velasas malacha bezeknusa, because she can still be tarachat and help out more. What does this mean? So the chizkuk, a number of different pshatim. One might just say that a grandmother is usually more able to be involved in the household chores, the household items, more than a grandfather, what she's used to throughout her life. The Chizkuni on the Pasuk says, Hainu Taima, this is the Imbechukosai on the Pasuk of the values, Lefisha Darko Shal Ish Lios Umanu So Lefikocho Malacha Kveda. A man does something strenuous. Many times in general, men do, you know, avodas that are very, very hard. And therefore, when they're older, they can't do it anymore. They can't do it anymore. But it's very possible that a woman who does something else, I don't know, sewing, anything else, then that job might be able to be done even as she gets older. She can still do some of it. So maybe that's why Zakena, a female, would be able to do her work, continue it until a later age than a man. That's the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni never quotes anybody. He writes it as Agdama. I'm not going to quote anybody. I'm just going to quote the ideas that I've heard, and you judge for yourself. You know, I want you to look at the ideas and not based on the person who said it. So that's the Chizkuni. That's what not him, but the Aruch HaShulchan. No, the Torah Tamim in his commentary on Siddur, on Baruch Sha'amar, on the first page, he talks about we start off the day every day with Matovu. Matovu. The first thing we say every day is something that was said by a guy, by Bilam HaRasha. That's the first thing, says the Torah Tamim. Yeah, because you have to judge the item based on the value of the statement itself. Not always looking at the person who said it. And it says that's a deeper meaning of Ezeu Chacham HaRoa Es HaNolad. Don't look at the Molid, the one who came up with the idea. Look at the Nolad, the idea, the statement itself, and judge it on its own merit. Okay, that's the Chizkuni, number one. If we look at the Pardes Yosef, one of the great Achronim, from the recent time, Pardes Yosef on the Pasuk says something a little different, and that is a man who's supposed to, let me read it to you, Saba Bevesa, Veniyu Yadalelech Lebesa Medrash. Where should a Saba be when he's older? He should be able to go to Shiurim and learn. So if he's not, and he's at home, so then it's lost potential. And that's why he's Pacha Bevesa. A woman who's not supposed to be in the Beis Medrash when she's older and retires and devote herself more time to learning, so then that's why it's less of a problem. And he says because a zakein, a saba, is supposed to be, you know, as the Mishnah says, the kolzman she mazkinim, the Torah becomes more, the Mishnah at the end of Shas, dafka zikri ha-ma'aretz, lava tabi chachamim, nitosav lam chach, mabida vadas, uvefrat sodos ha-Torah, quote, sod begematria ayin, okay, he talks about some gematrias, but says the Pardes Yosef That is the difference between a man and a woman, a male and a female, because the Talmud Torah potential Shabbos is the difference. Okay, that takes us through the fourth parak, parak Hesek Yad in Arachin. As we continue to the next parak, there are nine little prakim here in Maseches Arachin. So now we're in the fifth. We've moved over to the next part of the Masechta. Okay, Hadrol Hesek Yad. Now we go Ha'omer. Ha'omer Mishkali Alai. Now we have unusual cases of people donating and promising items and values to the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'omer Mishkali Alai. If somebody says, I want to give my weight. I want to give my weight to the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody weighs a certain amount of pounds, certain amount of kilograms, whatever. I want to give my weight. So, you're allowed to do that. You can give whatever you want. No say Mishkalo. So you give the weight. In what do you pay? Do you pay your weight in sand, or do you weigh your weight in gold? So the Gemara will talk about. You have to figure out exactly what his kavana was. But don't say mishkalo. Shidbu Kubetzis here in Oz Gimel notes that we weigh different amounts at different times of day. When we wake up in the morning, we weigh a certain amount. After we eat, we weigh another amount. So things change. The Shita says we weigh more right when we wake up. Right then, before we eat, then after we eat. Not sure, but that's what he says. Tzarach l'daktik, Oz Gimel. Beza eish, shakulosa. What time of day do we weigh him? Ki adavar yadua, sha'odam kaved yoter baboker kodem achila me'achar achila. Umistavra akol b'shaz kishas aneder. Okay, he quotes the Rush that says, you go b'shaz aneder, meaning if you made the neder at 11 a.m., so that's why the day that you weigh yourself, you go into a bezin has to have a scale. Also, you know, we think bezin only has a certain other clay bezin in terms of hasmanis, they're taking care of people, and malchus. They also need a scale. Somebody happens to say, I'm going to give my weight to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's the only time that we wouldn't feel so bad if somebody's a little over. You know, give a little more to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Mishkali Alai, no say Mishkalo. He gives his weight, and the Shita adds at the time of day of the neder. Im kasef kasef, im zav zav. Silver, silver, and gold, gold. We'll have to see what that means. Right, what does that mean, if silver? Did he say silver? So, we'll see. And Maisa be'em ba'ima shel Yermatia. There was a story about the mother of Yermatia. Girl. She'amra mishkal biti alai. She said, the weight of my daughter is upon me. I should give that weight to the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know, maybe after a woman has a baby, or somebody has a baby, they're so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they want to connect the neder to the child. So that's why you would say, I want to give the weight. Oh, she weighed, 8 pounds. Oh, I'm going to give 8 pounds to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? As an HaKadosh HaTov, that's why it might come up. Not something just so far-fetched. So if somebody says, she said, I want to give the weight to my daughter, V'yolso l'Yerushalayim mushkalua. They brought her to Yerushalayim, and they weighed her, mishkalo l'zav, in gold. So they weighed her in. Why did they weigh her right away? They waited until they got to Yerushalayim. That's what the Chazon Yechezkel says, that you don't want to violate Mi'il on the way. It's better just to wait. Better to wait until you get there, and then you don't have Mi'ila money floating around your pockets. So that's why she waited. Period. So that's in terms of the neder. If somebody says, I want to give my weight. Next, Mishkal Yadi Alai. I want to give the weight of my hand. How do you measure that? How do you measure the weight of a person's arm? It's very hard because you can put the arm on a scale, so you might be pushing down too much or not pushing down at all. How do you weigh an arm? So machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says you try your best. The second opinion is just going to say you estimate. But Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you try your best. How do you try your best? Mimale chavis mayim umachnisa ad marpiko. What do? You have a barrel of water. You put your arm all the way in until the water goes out. The size of your arm, the volume of your arm, that water spills out. Fine. Then you take out your arm, and then you fill up the barrel with meat and sinews and basar and gidim until the barrel fills up again. So it's like parallel to the size of your arm, and that's the weight. Uvishokel mibsar chamor atzamos v'gidim. Then you take from the meat of a donkey, which the Gemara will say is most similar to a human, the basar, the gidim, and the atzamos. But knows, maybe that's another reason why we have a petar chamor and not a petar of any other non-kosher animal. And you put it in until it fills up. So that's the best estimate, says Rabbi Yehuda, for figuring out the weight of the arm. Again, displacement. Same density. right? You have displacement. You put your arm in, the water comes out. So that was the size of your arm. So you put something that's related to the density of your arm with the bones and the flesh and the sinews. You put that in, and that's your weight. Okay, period. Amar Reb Yossi. Could you be so exact? What, the exact amount of flesh in your arm? You're going to be so medactic to put that amount of flesh from a donkey in the barrel? And the exact amount of bones? How can you be so medactic anyway? So it's not going to be exact anyway. So Rabbi Yosef says, you don't even have to try. Ella, shaman asayat kami rilishko. Put your arm on the scale and then estimate. You can estimate either way. So if you can estimate here, you can estimate there. So that is why Rabbi Yossi says you don't even have to go through this plan of putting the arm in the barrel. Okay, Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, my im kesef kesef im zahav zav. What does the first line of the Gemara of the Mishnah mean? It says if I say my weight, so he has to give his weight, silver, silver, gold, gold. So what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Pirish kesef kesef pirish zav zav. It means if somebody declared and said, I'm going to give kesef, then you have to give kesef. That's the first line of the Mishnah. If you said you're going to give zav, you have to give zav. So where it says pshit, that's pretty obvious. If he says he's going to give the weight, then he can promise anything you want. I'm going to give my weight in tomatoes. So you give your weight in tomatoes. You give your weight in silver. It's silver. It's pashit. It's obvious. Whatever you say. So Gemara says, HaKamashulam, what must be the Chiddush time of the Pirish? The only reason you have to give gold or silver is because he explicated what he's going to give. Halo Pirish, but if he didn't explicate, Pater Nafshe Bekaltahu, it must be he can give whatever he wants. Any tiny low-level amount. If you say something, you got to give that item. If not, then basically, I must have been Chaver Lava Raya. And therefore, he gives the smallest amount of what he could give of his weight. He give feathers, whatever it is. Kir Rechava, like Rechava says. The Amar Rechava, Rechava says, Ba'asra, the Takli Kufra, in a place where they weigh pitch, where they sell pitch by the weight. Pitch is what they, the line the tave is with. Right, we remember that, Ba'bivais, Mechutzba Kofer. So, Padar Navshe, Afilabu Kofra, said he could even use Kofer for the weight. So you see, you could even use the lower level. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's also obvious, in a place where they weigh pitch, so that's what you could use. Why would you think anything more? So Gemara says, Lo tsricha de'ika de'takal ve'ika de'kayel. Some people weigh pitch, and some people, kayel, they sell it by volume. They sell it by size. So, ma'o de'tema kima de'kulhu lo takli lo. So you might think, since not all of them weigh it, so then maybe you can't say that that's what you meant. Kamash Malan, you are allowed to. Kamash Malan, you're allowed to. Rav Yashiv here, he asks, says, don't we usually have a principle of Stam Nedarim Lechumra? That's Rav Yashiv. Belecha Mishnah Hikshe, Maishno Mehatakayim on Stam Nedarim Lechachmir, Viazlina Nafilu Basar Mia Lechumra. We're letting this guy get off Lekula, give me something to the base of Mikdash? Right, usually we say, we had a couple of days ago, we mentioned it, it's easier to make something hektish. You don't need a full Maisa Kinyan. Ami Russo Ligavoa Kimisi Russo Lehedyot. So it's easier to make something hektish. But now we're saying, if it's a choice of what became hektish, we're Mako. So why we Mako? So says Rav Yashiv Venira. Tadafka binidarim yeshdinze. Avo bamasha makdish Ligavoa Hare Adaraba. Beze amrinan tafasta maruba lo tafasta. There's a difference. Hektish, you're right, is a form of a neder. But it's not exactly a neder. Nedarim, look at the Rambam, the Nedarim are in Hilchas Shvuas. Hektish is, that's in Arachin, v'charamim, that is in Hafla. Right? Hafla has, or there are many unique types of Nedarim. And again, each of these are, need its own discussion. But you have Shvuas, they're all in Hafla. Shvuas, Nedarim, Nezirus, Arachim, v'charamim. So it's a type of Neder, but it's its own category as well. So, says Rebbe Yashiv here, regarding this halacha, you'd be mechalik. Stam nedarim, personal nedarim alahachmir, but stam hektish is lakula, because here you're giving something away, tafasta meruba, lo, tafasta tafasta mua tafasa, like we had in Masechta Sukkah, like we had earlier, here in the Masechta on Davdalad Amid Beis. As we explained there, says Rebbe Yashiv. Okay, point number one. We're going to have 2 points of his, I think, today. That is number one. We continue. So, what did the Mishnah say so far in the first line? If you explicated what you're going to pay with in your weight, then you have to do that. If not, you give anything you want. Anything you want. So Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Ba'asra, the Takli Samchi, Pater Navshi, Avila Basamchi, in a place where they weigh with Samchi. What's Samchi? Rashi says, Bitzalim, onions. In a place where onions are the gold standard. You pay with onions? Or, I'm sorry, you weigh onions? So, therefore, you have to weigh, you pat yourself with onions. That's, I think, most. Most places you, right, it's all fruits that if you go to the vet store, they don't count the onions that you have. You pay by the weight. So, pshita. So again, that's obvious. If that's what they do, that's what they do. Lotricha, the basa de shakli, shadu treitlasa. The chiddush is, let's say it's even in a case where after they weigh the onions, they throw in two or three more. So the weight really isn't reflective of what you are buying. Happens sometimes. You buy a dozen bagels, they'll throw in a couple more. You throw it out, you know, just to get you on the good side, to get you to come in again. So even after they weigh it, so then they throw in some more. So ma'od etema batil toras mishkal. You might think once they throw in a few more, so then obviously that's not called weighing onions. Because it's not an exact weight. They weigh it, and they add on a few more. And that's what's sold. So you might think that this is not counted as weighing, and therefore if you take a Hakdasha, if you say Mishkali Alai, in these cases, you wouldn't be able to use onions. Kamash Malan, even in that case, one is allowed to use onions. Good. Next, the Gemara brings the Mishnah's story. Maisa b'imashal yarmatia v'chulu. So Maisa listar. One second, isn't this story now contradicting what we just said in the Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah, as we just explained it, says that if somebody says their weight is upon me and they don't specify what they're going to pay with, you give whatever you want. If they specified gold or silver, you have to give gold or silver. If they don't specify, you can give whatever you want, even onions. And the very next line, the ima of Yarmati goes up and they made her pay gold. So how do you is that my solicitor? So Gemara answers, Chesure Mechsura, V'achik Tani. No, we're missing a line in the Mishnah, in our understanding. We're missing in our understanding. So I think we mentioned a couple of months ago, Rebbe Margolis, in his Sefer Yesod at HaMishnah Varichasa, he writes, what does Chesure Mechsura mean? Sometimes Chesure Mechsura means like it's something totally different. Like, there's no way we could have understood this. So he says, when Rebbe Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnayos, there were certain older Mishnayos that this is the version of the Mishnah that had been said for years and years and decades and centuries. And he didn't want to change the Lashon. Even if it was confusing and it didn't seem like that's what it was said, they knew at the time that this is what the Mishnah meant. But it was already ragil for them, so they didn't want to change the Lashon to adding in the word. So he left it. He left it and gave Torah Shabbat Pet to explain it. So the Gemara has to explicate that but even by the times of the Gemara, it wasn't as remembered and understood in that way. So that's Chisurei Mechsura of Achik Tani. Doesn't mean there's a mistake in the Mishnah. It means that we're missing something in our understanding. V'Achik Tani, and this is what the Mishnah meant to say, to add in. V'Yimadam Chashivu. Yes, the first line of the Mishnah says you can pay whatever you want, but if he's an Adam Chashuv, and therefore we can assume that he meant to use something more, Afagav Delo Piresh, Lefi Kvodo Amdinan. Even though he didn't explicate, but we measure it based on him, measure it based on what he should give. We're omade him. Umaisa, and as a proof to that, we bring the story. Umaisa bi mashal yarmatia, sha'amra mishka biti alai, fiyosa li yushalayim, vishakluha, vinasna mishkala zahav. Period. So we go by, we're omade her. This was a very rich woman. And therefore made her pay in gold. If you look in the 2 points, number one, if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he adds in two words, or even one word. The Rambam quotes this halacha. Somebody says, Mishkali alai velo pirish me'ezemin. He didn't specify. Imaya ashir bi yoser, vinis kavin lamatana maruba. If he's a very rich person, and he had kavana, so no si mishkal azav. That gives off. V'hu adin ba'omer mishkal yadi, o ragui, o komati, v'lo pirish be'ezemin, no seizav. If a rich person says something, he's always got to give gold. Vim eino muflag ba'ashirus, if he's not muflag, he's not an unbelievable rich person, he's not muflag ba'ashirus, so no saying mishkalo, no say mishkalo, o mishkal yado, midvarim shedarkan lihi shakel ba'oso makom. So if then you just give the weight of what is normally given in that place, afilu peiros, even fruit you can give, even onions. V'chei no say sharpit. Okay, that we'll get to soon. And then the Rambam adds, hakol lefi mamono vidaito. So our Gemara said hakol lefi mamono. The Rama Meadin Akolafi Mamono Vidaito. What is that extra word teaching me? Says the Chafetz Chaim here in Likutei Halachos. We haven't done enough Likutei Halachos in the Masechta. Likutei Halachos is the Chafetz Chaim's commentary on all the Masechtas that were not Halacha L'maisa, that don't have a riff. So he wrote a riff. He wrote a riff type of commentary, Halacha L'maisa. So the Likutei Halachos is only on the Masechtas, but there's no riff. Like Masechah Sota and Erechin and all the Kachem Masechtas. And all the parts of the Masechtas that are L'maisa, that aren't L'maisa in those Masechtas. So he wrote a riff commentary. So in the bottom, he has a commentary of the riff in the middle, and then he has the Likutei Halachos on the side explaining the halacha, and then he has some lundus on the bottom in the Zevach Toda. So here he says, sounds like that the Rambam means you don't only go by his financial bracket, you go by his midos, what type of person he is. Is he a generous person, or is he somebody who's a miser? It's not a punishment here. We're just trying to figure out what he meant. So if he says something, what did he mean? Even if he's a rich guy, if he never gives any tzedakah, so how could we say that he meant gold? So that's what he says. Milsa de mistavrahu. He says, he goes to the Rambam, he says, the Rambam makes sense. De imu kili betivo, if he is a miser, bivadilo kivin lazav, mayakashin dakul, and I de me olam nidvos kela. He never gives this. So we're going to say this is what he had in mind. Ella delobririly hatev called in ze. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I just don't know then, because what, every person you're going to have to measure? So how do you supposed to do this then? You're right. I agree with the Rambam. It's very logical. But how are you supposed to have rules then? Bezat, to figure out exactly what the guy must have meant? You check his how much stocker he gave that year? So he says, I don't understand, I don't really know exactly, Lamaisa, how it should be done. What does it say, pitch? Because that's the smallest amount. But he says, I'm not exactly sure how to, He doesn't answer the question. He just says, the Rambam, I think, is right logically, but I don't know how it would work. How would Bessin figure out each person what they would give? Rav El Yashiv, again, right here, says, maybe not, says Rav El Yashiv. The after yesh harbe dargas beinayim bein usher muflag la'aniyim. Even though there's a lot, you can say everybody has their own level. Says the Rebbe Yashiv, he thinks it's either muflag bashiris or ani. Everybody, if you're muflag bashiris, you have to give zav. If not, you give whatever you want. That's what he assumes the Gemara is saying. Become akam kol she'inu asher muflag din echad lo la'ani ve'ein omrim na'amod kol echad lafi mashehu v'atam bazeh because dafkan asher muflag borur lanu to bistam and eskavin lezav. Then you can know. Aval mishe'inu asher muflag mikivat she'anu ban l'kvo asher hakatan mizav. You can't know for sure. And if you can't know for sure, you always err on the side of less. Because, and therefore, he's not bothered by the Chavetz Chaim's problem. He says, no, if it's not Ashiris Mufleges, Ashir Muflag, so then he thinks he would just go to back down to the pitch, like the Gemara says. Good. And he says, "My rishol chashal davar mesuyim." You didn't have anything specific in mind. If you did, then you can give. Then you can give that. Okay. Either way, that is the next point. Rav El Yashiv and the Chavetz Chaim. One other ha'ara, and that is al derech musar. So we see from this Gemara that sometimes me and you we could say the same thing, and yet we can mean something different based on who we are. Based on who we are. To say if I'm a poor person and I say I'm going to give you a lot of money. That's different than a rich person saying, I'm going to give you a lot of money. We mentioned this, I think, a couple of years ago in a Parsha Shir and Parsha Shoftim, where the Chavetz Chaim says, Chavetz Chaim al Torah, that the Torah says in Parsha Shoftim, Ki ha-shochad ya'aver eini chachamim. Shochad, right, a bribe, will blind the eyes of the chachamim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, give you a mashal. Im Ruvein amar al Shimon shehu ish ashir. Ruvein says about Shimon that he is a rich person. You really don't know how rich Shimon is until you know how rich Ruvein is. Depending on Ruvain, you will know what it is. Nuchal amod amidas asher shel Shimon im yodeh lanot kama magi asher shel Ruvain. Because Ruvain can be an ani meduke, right, a pauper, and somebody rich is somebody who, you know, could buy himself lunch. Ulam, but Misha who shema mi gizbar as rosef shel Rothschild, lamashal, if you hear Rothschild's gizbar say, oh, that guy's a rich person, az efshar l'sha'er ki asho shel Shimon magia l'ravavos. You could assume that Shimon is a really rich guy. So he said the same thing by Chachma. If Reuven says about Shimon that he's a Chacham, oh, you can only know Shimon's level of Chachma by Reuven's level of Chachma. But im shamanu shagon Rabbi Kiva Eger l'mashal kasav le'achashu Chacham, if Rabbi Kiva Eger says that somebody's a Chacham, you could say, oh, okay, you could imagine when we call shakenim shamanu shaharambam amar le'achashu Chacham. If you know that the Rambam said somebody, he says, and what if a Kaddish Baruch Hu calls somebody a Chacham? It's unfathomable. It's infinite. And what does the Torah say? The Torah, Kaddish Baruch Hu's talking. Ki ashochad ya'aver eine chachamim. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, even chachamim. And who's a chacham? People who are unbelievably gifted in chachmo. We can't even imagine. And even they will be tainted and swayed by shochad. He says, "Umeyat that seva chashov." The Kaddish Baruch Hu himself is meyid. Ain't tachlis v'gvul l'chachmaso. Aval pikin etzaram iido. Alav shashochad yaver einav. That's the pasuk. So you say we have to realize that's what Kaddish Baruch Hu is referring to here by calling a chacham and saying even that chacham will be misled. So it all depends who's talking. It's like our Gemara says. It all depends who's talking in terms of what we could assume the person promised to give to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav, and the Talmud of Shmuel. Ha'omer koma si alai. If somebody says, my koma, my stature is upon me. So what does that mean? He has to give something that is his height. Nosein sharbit she'enu nechpaf. You have to give a sharbit, you have to give a rod that is as tall as he is. As tall as he is, that doesn't bend. Right, it's that's thick enough that it doesn't bend. Right, and you have to know, what does he mean? If he's rich, he gives a gold rod and less silver. V'cholu. Malei komasi, but if he adds in a line, not just my stature, the full length of my stature, so maybe that, we assume that means all you care about is the length. You don't care about how sturdy it is. And therefore, malei komasi alai nosin sharpit hanichbath. Even something skinnier that could bend, a reed, size, because that's malei komasi. Maybe is that really true? The Tosefta says the opposite. Tosefta says they have the same halacha. Komasi alai, malei komasi alai, nosi sharbet she'er nechpah. You both, or you give them both, you have to give a sharbet she'er nechpah, which is thicker. So who da amark Rabbi Akiva? No, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says, the daik lishni yaseir. Rabbi Akiva always says, if you say something extra, it must be that you're trying to keep something more for yourself. And therefore, when he makes the chilek, you didn't have to say malo. The fact that you added the word in malo, it means you had to keep something more for yourself. That's what we say. It only means the skinnier amount and not the thicker amount. Ditznan. Where do we see Rabbi Akiva say this? He says this in Baba Basra. Remember, we had a couple of prakim in the middle of Baba Basra all about mekach u'memkar, selling and buying. If you sell this, what's included? If you buy this, what's included? All the different prakim, all the hamochers. Hamochers a svina, hamochers a bias. So in there, if somebody sells a house, Rabbi Akiva said, "Ditznan loes abor, not veloes adus. The bor and the dus are not included. They're both holes in the ground. One has a wall within it, and one doesn't. But they're not included. Ap alpisha kaz of umkavaruma. Even if he says, I sell you the depths and the heights, still those are not included in a regular sale of a house. Vitzarech likach lo derech diver Rabbi Akiva." Not only that, but the seller, you're right, the seller kept these to himself. He didn't sell them in the house, but he sold the whole way to get there. So the seller will have to pay for a path to get to this bor that he kept for himself. Why? This is Rabbi Akiva who always says, a mocher sells ba'ayin yafa. So he sold you everything, including the paths to get there, so he has to pay for the paths. The Chachamim Omer, you know what he's talking about. If he kept the borer and the dus for himself, he obviously kept the way to get there to himself. And therefore you don't have to pay for that, because you can assume that was not sold. That's the machlokas. But the Mishnah continues, Umode Rabbi Akiva, Bizman Sha'amar Lo, Chutz Me Elu, Shein Sorach Likach Lo Derech. But if he, Rabbi Akiva admits that if he added in a phrase, Chutz Me Elu, What do you mean chutz me'elo? He didn't have to say chutz me'elo. It's automatically not included. The fact that he added that must mean that he keeps it for himself. He wants to keep something extra for himself. Alma, kivan delo tzarech, vikka amar. Since he didn't have to say it, vikka amar, and he said it anyway. Litfuye milsa ka'asi. He must be saying it to add on to his own. Meaning to keep something more for himself. That's Rabbi Akiva over there. So Hachanami, here too, when you're giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, Kiva, Delo Tsarech, Vikamar, since you didn't need to say Milo Kamasi, and you added it on, Litfuya Milsa Kasi, it must be that you're saying it to add on, and keep something to yourself. Good, so that's just in terms of that Lashon, if you want to give that to the Beis HaMikdash. Ibailo, so a person could want to give their weight, a person could want to give their height. These are all different permutations of types of nedarim. Next question. Iboy lahu. Omdi mahu. Omdi, when I stand. I want to give that to the Beis HaMikdash. Mahu. What's that meaning? What? Do you have to give? Rashi says in the bottom. Miyavi mashbesh sharbit komaso olo. Is that what he means? He means do you want to give the height of something in a certain whatever amount? Olo. So omri mahu. So omdi mahu. How I stand. Rochvo mahu. What about I want to give my width? So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means, does it mean that you want to give a stick that's as thick going up, but as thick as you, or you want to give a stick go sideways, which is a skinnier amount, that just goes horizontally the length of my width? Yeshivaso mahu. What about I want to give my sitting? So what does that mean? Does that mean how tall you are when you sit? Does that mean how you could give a reed as tall as you are when you're standing, but one that bends, like you're bent when you sit? What does Yeshivasi Mahu mean? Ovyo Mahu, my thickness. Hekefo Mahu, my circumference. All of these, what does it mean exactly? It's a teiku. We'll have to figure out, ask Eliyahu HaNavi, what a person means. Interesting that it's a teiku. Why don't we just ask the guy what he meant? Right? You might say that, you know, this is all about Das Bnei Adam. So the person might say, no, that's what I said. I'll say whatever the halacha is. Whatever the halacha tells me that I have to give, I have to give. The Rabbeinu Gershom, on the bottom of the previous Amud, he says that this is all one question built on the next one. It's all Imtim Salomars, which we might not have realized. Yesh B'Lashon Hazeh, Lashon Nedarim, where does he talk about it? Here. He talks about it on the bottom. He says, on the bottom, he says these are all, Iketa Amri, he says these are all B'Lashon Imtim Salomar. I'm going to have to find the exact Lashon. I'm not going to do it now. I want to get through it more. But that's what, I'm sorry, I'm not Rabbi Gershon. That's what I'm going to find it. Tosfos says they're all Imtim Salomars. Iboy Lohu, Tosfos, Om Dimahu. Yesh Lafarish Kol Iboyas Imtim Salomar. V'achi Pirusho, they're building on each other. Om Dimahu, if when I stand, what do I mean? Mi Amrin and Shirot Salomar Shitin Sharbet Sheino Nechbaf, Odzim Sharbet Sheachol Lamod Be'inon V'afish Nechbaf. When you say umdi, is that you have to give a thick amount that stands up to my height, that cannot bend, or even if it bends? Rachbo mahu. What about my width? Intim salomar ba'amdo nosi charbash nichbaf. If in the first question, the first statement, you answer that it can even bend, what if you then said rachbo mahu? Maybe you actually need your width, that it cannot bend, or not. And then whatever you answer to that question, if you say that you could even give a bent one, what about yeshivasi mahu? Mi amrino and ratzalomar below kafifa, klomar, kamoshani yoshi mi roshia baragli. Right, without bending, once I'm sitting, I'm not bending anymore. So maybe that's a case where it is allowed to bend. Or no, sharbit kafuf, just like I am sitting in a bent way. Intim zalomar, that it means yeshivaso mashma sharbit kafuf. You're allowed to use it, ovyo. Right, so it goes through all of these, built one on top of another. So that is Tosfos, puts them all together. Anafka, well, who cares if they're built on top of each other? So that might be related to what the Nos Kelim on the Rambam always say, that the Rambam always paskins like the Imtim Salomars. The Rambam always, if you have five questions built on each other, and the last one ends with a question, the first four, the Rambam would paskin like the Imtim Salomar. So you have to look here what the Rambam paskins in terms of, is he paskining the more machmir opinion, it's hard to know here because you don't exactly know what the tzaddim are. But Tosfos said one version of the tzaddim, Rashi is another one. Okay, Svaiter. Says the Gemara, two dots. Mishkal yadi alai v'chulu. Remember the mishkal of the weight of my hand, and we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. How you determine that? So the Gemara is going to quote the machlokas again. Tanur Rabbanan, mishkal yadi o mishkal ragli alai. The weight of my hand, the weight of my foot is upon me. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevi chavis umamali mayim. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, you bring a barrel and you fill it with water. Umachnas biyad ad haatzil, and you stick your arm in until your Atzil. We'll have to see what the Atzil is. The Gemara will talk about it, but we know it's the armpit. That's your whole arm. Uba regal ad arkoba, and you stick your regal in up until the arkoba, the knee. Either case, v'shokel b'sar chamar gidim atzamos, and you take meat, flesh, and gidim atzamos of a donkey meat. And that's the parallel. And you see until the water fills up, you take that meat and see how much it weighs. V'yavu b'shein rayel adavo, and even if there's no proof positive that you're supposed to use donkey meat, there is a hint to it, Shenemar, Aser Bisar Chamorim Bisaram. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, referring to human meat. Bisar Chamorim Bisaram. So you see, it's a hint that our meat is most parallel to donkey meat. Amar Le Rav Yossi, Hey Chef, Shalachavin Basar Keneged Basar, Gidim Keneged Gidim, Atzamos Keneged Atzamos. Rav Yossi says, you're not going to get it right anyway. You can't be so exact. So you might as well just weigh the arm, weigh the foot. You don't have to go through this whole process. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Omdin. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you get as close as you can. Omdin. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Acha Omdin, Yamodu Asayad. Okay, Omdin, you estimate. So I'm also estimating. Much simpler, you don't have to try. Rabbi Yehuda, Kamadash, Sharavdin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I think this is going to be more exact. So you try your best. Period. Okay, so what does the arm mean and what does the leg mean? Biyad ad ha'atzil. Up until the armpit. Is that really what yad means? Veraminu, but we know there's another halacha that refers to yad. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. We know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the kohanim to wash their hands and feet before they do the avoda every day. But mikdash, where do they have to wash till? They have to wash their hands and feet. Ad haperek, till the wrist. They have to wash till the wrists. So they wash till the wrists. How could we say that arm, when a person says arm, it means all the way to the armpits, right? It means to the wrist. Somewhere I said, no, there's a big difference. D'oraisa ad haperek, mi d'oraisa. By dinim d'oraisa, it means to the wrist. But b'nedarim, you go, what do people mean? When somebody says, I want to give my arm, the weight of my arm, we assume that means all the way up, all the way into the armpit. That's what we assume it means. So Gemara says, let's just finish this and we'll mention a few points. U'daraisa d'aperek, really? By dinim d'oraisa, it means only until the wrist? You have to put your tefillin on your arm. And what does arm mean? V'tana d'vei menashe, yodcha zu kibores. Yodcha means kibores, right? Which is not the arm, the lower arm. You're telling me that daraisa means from the elbow down? No, it means all the way up, as we know. We put on the muscle up top. So Gemara says, you're right. Daraisa kibores kula. Really, mi daraisa, it means the whole thing. Binidarim, you go by Lashem B'nei Adam, where it means the whole thing also. V'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, b'mikdash, hilchasa gemirila. Special halacha Moshe B'Sinai, special hilchasa gemirila misora, that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim only has to be until the wrist. Period. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. First of all, where is the ikar place for the makom for tefillin shel yad? So Gemara here says, right, the tefillin yad chazuki boris. So this is a machlokas haposkim. It's machlokas the Rama and the Gra. What is the ikar point? Says the Rama, beginning of Simon Chav Zayin, in Arachayim. First start off, b'kom manachasin shel yad bizro asmol. You put the tefillin on the left hand, if somebody's a righty. Ba'basra tafuach shebe'etzem, on the muscle, shebein akubado beis hashechi, between the elbow and the armpit. V'yata tefilu ma'at l'tzad aguf, and you put it facing in, be'inyan sheish kishe yakuv zero lamata, when you put your arm down, it's keneged libo, v'nimsa makayim v'hayu az rama eila al vavecha. Wonderful. Now the Rama says, v'tzarech lahaniach b'rosh ha'etzem ha'samach l'kubado, avolo b'chatzi ha'etzem she'samach l'shechi. Says the Rama, we have our armpit to our elbow. You got to put the tefillin on the lower half, the lower part of the upper part of the arm. That's the sheet of the Rama, quoting the smack. According to Smak, that's what the Rama says. Says the Vilna Gaon, I beg to differ. The Gra right here, in the Bir HaGra says, no. What does Tana Devei Menashe say? Tana Devei Menashe says, we just read it, what is the halach of Yad Chazu Kiboras? Kiboras means the whole upper part of the arm. So the Gra says, you don't have to be so careful in terms of putting it on the lower half of the upper part of the arm, even the upper half. Therefore, you know, sometimes when you have a bar mitzvah boy, he doesn't have such a big arm over there. Right, so sometimes it goes to the upper part. You have to make sure that you don't put it all the way by the armpit, because that's a makom zeah, and that's not covered for the tefillin. But sometimes it's not to be so medakdik, but that's the Vilna Gaon. That's the Vilna Gaon. Now, Cain, The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Grah who argues on the Ramah, and that he says, Al kol panim lamatim el kabeki bar is pasul kul yama. Lower than the elbow, for sure, is pasul according to everybody. Al kei nachol lim noa mi laniyat tefillin gedolim, ki al pi arob matsui bit tefillin gedolim, shet sofa katsitim unachas lamatim el kabeki bar is, im lo shi ekshrim lechadchila bachati etzim ha-elyon. Gotta make sure that it's in the right place. But this is the Machlokas, the Ramah and the Grah. One should follow their Mesorah in terms of who they... The Grah doesn't say the bottom half is pasul. That's fine. Then you can be Yosei both. But higher up is better than lower down. Can't be as low as the elbow. But higher up, one has the grut to rely on. Okay, that is the, I was giving a shiur recently about Hilchos Tefillin, and it just came up. I was mentioning, the Tefillin on your right hand, but if you're a lefty, so one of the Talmidim came over afterwards, he's like, he didn't know that halacha. He didn't know that halacha. He says, really? I say, why? What are you? He says, well, I throw right, and I do a lot of things with my right hand, but I write with my left hand. I say, do you do anything else with your left hand? And he says, yeah, I eat cereal. And so there's four sheets in the Rishonim, but Lamaise, it seems like we hold that Yada Kosev is very crucial. So especially Yada Kosev plus anything else. So he said, oh, I thought I'd do what my father does. I said, I told him to go ask his local Rav to make sure that I say, do it today. Because if you're putting it on the wrong arm, it could be Ma'akev. I'm putting it on the wrong arm. Rav Nevin's also said, in that case, you put it on both arms. If somebody does, it's somewhat ambidextrous. But either way, that is the weaker arm. When it says the left arm, it means the weaker arm halachically. Okay, but that's in terms of the makom on the hand. Also important is the mitzvah of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that we just mentioned. Right, the mitzvah of the kohanim washing their hands every day. We discussed this in mitzvah shir a while ago. But just one point, just to mention one point, the Ramban talks about the godless of this mitzvah. The Ramban on the Torah there in Parshas Kisisa, harachitza zu derek kavod shalamala ki kal hakarev l'shulchan hamalachim l'shareis v'liga b'pas bagmelach. Anybody who comes close to the service of God, he has to yodai maskanios, and therefore he has to watch v'hosef kan lirchos haraglayim, also the feet, because kohanim amrsharsim yachvim, they go around barefoot. The Our feet get dirty. And therefore he says, Valderach HaEmes, but Alderach Kabbalah, Heyos Rosh HaAdam, V'sofo HaYadayim V'Haraglayim. He says the hands, if you hold the hands up, then the hands are the upper part of the body and the toes are the lowest part of the body. So you wash the hands and the feet, because those are symbolizing the washing the entire body. That is the Tzuras HaAdam. He says, that's why we wash before we daven, says the Ramban. Who's he quoting? Not who he's quoting. His Talmud, the Rashba, made this Svara famous. Important machlokas, why do we wash our hands in the morning? Three shitas. Number one, the most famous reason is Ruach Ra. Ruach ra at night or from sleep. That's the reason we wash three times at each hand. But the two reasons of the Rishonim that are failed are the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says Yadayim Askanios, our hands touch places that shouldn't have been, right, the hands that are places that are usually covered, and therefore we have to wash our hands in the morning. Right, Nafkamin, if you were in gloves according to the Rosh all night, then you wouldn't have to wash. But the Rashba gives the reason that every morning we are a new Bria, and we are like a Kohen going to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash before we daven. And therefore, he says, quoting this idea of the Ramban, that's why we have to wash our hands in the morning. It might be a Nafkamina, just like the Kohen, you have to wash to the wrist. So to the Rashba says, you know, it could be that we have to wash to the wrist, not just the fingers. Either way, this is all related to what is a Yad. Next, what's a Regel? Beregel ad ha-arkoba. Beregel means until the knee. That's how much we put into the barrel. V'raminu, raglayim prat labale kavim. 1 second, raglayim, it says that who has to be ola regel? Somebody who's missing a foot does not have to be ola regel. So we say bale kav, those who have the bottom part of the foot, that are just missing the ankle and the rest of the foot. Just the bottom part of the ankle, that's a bale kav. So they are putter from being ola regel. But 1 minute, they have a foot. They have even below the knee. So how can we say here that regel means until the foot? Here we say you have to be ola regel only if you have a regel. And here you have the regel. You're supposed to be the bottom part. And we say you're still a putter from alila regel. So again, the Gemara says, b'nedarim, ha'alach ha'alash b'nei adam. B'nedarim, you go by lash b'nei adam. Lash b'nei adam means until the knee. V'daraisa prala bali kavin. 1 second. Daraisa bali kavin are excluded, meaning the foot is only the bottom part. V'agabi chalitza dichsiv raglo. By chalitza, you have to have the man has to have a foot. V'tana chalitza min arkubu lamata chalitza sakshera. And we know the Mishnah says in Yevamos, as long as it's anywhere, min akuba lamata, the chalitza is kosher. So you see, as long as you have any part of that foot, it's still okay. So it's a steer on a delisa level. So the Gemara says, no, shiny has and damakram me al raglo. No, there's different, because by chalitza, it doesn't only say you could have regel. Even if you have me al raglo, even above the regel. So even above the knee should be okay. Even if he has an amputee, that's even above the knee should be okay by chalitza. The Gemara says, no, me'al v'lo me'al de me'al. That's too much above. A little bit above the ankle is okay, but not too much above. Amar Papa, shrami no, but what do you see from here? Hi, isturia ad aranochitz. The ankle, heel, whole bottom joint must be considered one halachically. Because if you think of the whole ankle and heel and bottom part is considered two different limbs, is tura me'al, the shoka me'al de me'al. So then even below the knee would be considered me'al de me'al. The fact that below the knee is just considered me'al, one step above, so then it must all be considered one. Number one, or Rav Ashi Amar, even if it's considered separate limbs, called the Hadikarek Akaradami. No, but whatever's part of it, even if it's separate limbs, halachically might be viewed as one. So therefore, it would still be me'al and not me'al to me'al. Then there's more about regel. Again, these definitions are important. They come up in many halachas, like the Gemara talks about here. Regel comes up by chalitza and by alila regel and by arachin. Yad comes up by tefillin, comes up by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So each of these we can have important discussions. Okay, just a little more. So, deme yadi alai. What if a person wants to give the value of a hand? We had earlier, if somebody gives the erech of a hand, it's meaningless. Right? Deme alai, though, shamin oso kamahu sheva biyad ubalo yad. You evaluate how much is this guy worth with a hand and without a hand, and you pay the difference. That's the value of the hand. Zechomer b'nedar mi ba'arachin. And this is a chomer of nedarim than by arachin. As we said, by arachin, if I say I want to give the erech of my hand, it's nothing. Only if I give the erech of a davar shana shama tluya bo. But if it's the hand, so then you have to give nothing. So yechi shaymin alei, how exactly do we measure a hand, a person with a hand or without a hand? Amar Rava, omden oso, omen shana zikin. We omen to give him a, right though, as if he was damaged. Rashi says, kamosha omden adam shekitea lo chaver yado. Whatever we would damage, if somebody, Rahman al-Athan, is chovel and cuts off his friend's hand, we see how much he would keep being Evan Nimkar Bashuk, how much he used to be worth, how much he's worth now. So too, that's what you do here. Armalei Abai says, no, that's not good. Me dummy, hasam gavra zilahu, hacha gavra shaviyahu. If somebody got his arm chopped off, people are going to look at him and be influenced by what he looks like now in terms of what they value what he used to look like. Because you see, he's mutilated. So it's not going to be too much of a difference between what he's worth now and what he's worth then. But if a person has both arms, so then his arm could be worth much more. Because now people are an influence and they could think that, oh, look at this guy, he's great. And then to measure it, you know, it would be much bigger difference. So Amar Abaya, there's a different way to measure. Person has two hands. But how much would you pay for an Eved that's going to use two hands? And how much would you pay for an Eved that's going to use one hand? So it says, Yado Achas my knee, why does he only have one hand? The other one's cut off? Hainuach, then Abaya is the same thing as Rava. So no, Ela Yado Muchtevas the Rabba Rishon. No, he has the second hand, but he's not allowed to use it. Because his other master has his hand. It has the rights to his hand. So that is why we say, that's the machlokas of Bayan Rava. How do you figure it out? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Parshas Yir hopefully is up already. We'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.